Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Plenty going down, including, well, why not? Yeah, the Guardians, you're already absolutely terrible. Why not throw some money at the game, Luis? Why not? We'll get to that. Plenty of things around the Cavs is the LeBron conversation that I just completely wrote off. And now Wendy has unlocked the door. Not open. He didn't say he opened it. He unlocked it. Terrible analogy. But we're back to that. Plenty of questions still surround the Browns. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here from 7 to 11 on overtime. We got Jax Gregory running the board as well. You heard him on the 2020s doing work behind the glass. Michael Markoch with us today. There was no worse news that could have happened. And I mean, I guess there's worse news, but it was just the almost expected continued downfall that I'm just waiting on. It's like, oh, everything's going bad for the Guardians. And usually when you get to those moments, people go, well, I mean, it can't get worse, right? That's a statement you never say. You never go to the it can't get worse statement, because that was probably one I would have went to over the past week or so. And boy, did it get worse. It continued to get worse because Luis Ortiz now under administrative leave. Paid administrative leave as he's being investigated for potentially gambling, not on games, it seems, but on pitches. I mean, what are we doing? Like, what is happening? And it's bad, and we'll get into why it's bad, because the starting rotation, I mean, Joey Cantillo's pitching tonight, because it's supposed to be Luis, but now you got Joey Cantillo coming in and pitching the game. Yes, we're so excited. This is going to be so incredible. I mean, I like Joey. I don't think Joey's incredible, though. He's not great. Like, they sent him down to AAA to try to stretch him out to be a starter. And a instance like this, I mean, I think they thought more so on the injury side, but where one of your pitchers is no longer available is why Joey was down there. But yeah, you've just walked into an absolute mess. A terrible situation. That really, in the game of baseball, like we've seen through the NBA, I mean, we've had Jonte Porter, Terry Rozier was involved in those conversations. We have Malik Beasley actively involved in them, and that one doesn't seem so good. We saw it, of course, across basketball. We've seen it across football. Who was there was a Lions player, was there not? It was Jameson Williams?
Jamo, yeah.
Yeah, and now his was betting in the team facility, if I'm not mistaken, but not necessarily on football. But all the same, you're breaking the rules of gambling. Baseball really hasn't run into an instance where this has become prevalent since online sports betting has sort of boomed, especially in the state of Ohio. And now, well, doesn't that danger just kind of roll around and present itself to you? And I think that's the really dangerous part about this, right? Is going through and you don't know what the recourse of it happening is going to be. Like, we could be looking at Luis Ortiz being suspended for 20 games, 40 games, 60 games. You could be looking at him never pitching in Major League Baseball again. Would seem a little dramatic, but also, I mean, when you go and do those things, it's not like Jonte Porter is probably ever playing again. He's indefinitely banned from the league. and this isn't taking your under every night. It's not quite to what Jonte was doing, but the instances that have been brought up have been the idea that, hey, you know, guys are basically betting you to not throw a strike. And then the instance back against, I think it was the Cardinals at the end of June, hey, throw a bold start the third inning. Okay, multiple different locations have that for large sums of money. And then all of a sudden you spike a slider into the, I was going to say the dirt. It practically hit the grass in front of him. He barely made it to home plate. Like, yeah, the optics don't look so good. Like, we were talking in the back with Michael before the show, and it was like, you're sell at this point if you're Luis Ortiz. Is like, no, man, I'm just bad. Like, I'm just not good at throwing pitches. Like, this is just a terrible instance. It's not a soundproof reasoning there. It's not exactly something that's going to be easy to just sell off, because Major League Baseball is going to do its investigation and I'm sure do a thorough deep dive. And as of right now, you've at least lost Luis Ortiz until the All-Star break is where he's suspended through right now. And I'm sure if they need to, that suspension will go longer, and there's a good chance that it does. I think that's the difficulty of it. But again, it's where do you draw the line if you're Major League Baseball? And I think that you do have a wide variety of things that could happen. And Jeff Passan was on earlier today in talking what could Ortiz face in terms of a suspension.
Look, in Major League Baseball, there is one rule, and that rule is very simple. Do not bet on baseball. And if you do bet on baseball, you face a lifetime ban. There were four other players during that time who were banned for a year because they were in the minor leagues when they bet on major league games. But baseball is just the kind of sport that when you have the ability to gamble the way that you do these days is rife for potential corruption. I mean, you can bet on individual pitches to be balls or strikes. The sports just leave opportunity for corruption to happen. And listen, it's great when this sort of thing gets flagged, but it also makes you think, how many times does this happen where it doesn't get flagged as well? And what does that mean for the integrity of the game?
On the Pat McAfee show there, Jeff Passan. But again, that's the thing. Like, if you're talking lifetime ban for Luis Ortiz, well, the Andrés Jiménez trade already looked pretty good, but it definitely starts to swing back the other way if the one piece you got back, isn't going to be playing baseball any time longer. And while I think it's a drastic thing that could happen, it's certainly something that could happen. And it's on the table. It is something that is just, like, Luis Ortiz could legitimately not play. So that option is open. Like, that's something that you're going to have to consider right now as a Guardians fan in the Guardians organization. You're going to have to be looking at it. But obviously, so this thing's going to play itself out, right? I think lifetime ban is 100% on the table. That's not out of the realm of possibility, because I think when you catch a guy, like we brought up Jameson Williams, like when you're just betting inside of a team facility, it's like, okay, well, you weren't directly impacting games in your sport. It's dumb. It's against the rules. You're going to catch a suspension for it. But you weren't, you know, impacting games in the integrity of the game, as Jeff Passan would put it. Luis Ortiz, if he's caught and this is flagged and caught, he's impacting the integrity of the game, even for just one pitch. Sure, like, you have to consider what Major League Baseball has to look at, though. If you go and you go, okay, well, I mean, he was just betting on whether or not, you know, a pitch would be a ball or a strike. And you know, hand out whatever suspension you feel necessary. Let's say it's, you know, an 82-game suspension or an 81-game suspension, half the season. Okay, what is that message that you send to everybody else? Is that, well, you can essentially, you know, risk not going and being able to just kind of throw games and see what it is, or throw individual pitches and make an impact like that. And we're not going to say it's okay, but it's also not a bad thing either. It's why we had the conversation for so long, and why it was the multiple decade-old radio question that always got thrown out, probably right around this time, whether or not, you know, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. And it's like, well, directly betting and potentially impacting direct results of the games. Well, that's not something that you can really stand for. And I don't think it's that far off where the other leagues are. Like, if Malik Beasley is proven to have bet and done things to intentionally throw games in order to, you know, obtain some money, I'm imagining that Malik Beasley's probably not finding his way back into the National Basketball Association. It's not happening. And like, if this was LeBron, or in baseball's case, if we're talking about like Mike Trout or Aaron Judge, you'd be talking about a different scenario, because then you're losing one of your stars. There'd be a conversation. Luis Ortiz, well, impactful in Cleveland, to the scale of Major League Baseball, a guy that you can certainly make an example out of. And that's not a knock on Ortiz. That's just reality. It's like, okay, he's a starting pitcher in baseball. He's a middle-of-the-road starting pitcher in baseball. It's a guy that's significant enough that it's not like, oh, well, they're just taking away some kid that was hitting 150 that's been here for 2 weeks. But also, you're not impacting the product that you're putting out there as a league. Ortiz could be the example that's set. And again, the next thing to look at is, where do the Guardians go from here? How does this impact you? Which Ken Rosenthal was on Foul Territory on MLB Network, and he chimed in on just what that could be.
He was the centerpiece of the return they got in the Spencer Horwich trade, the three-team trade with Toronto and Pittsburgh. He was a guy that they relied on, or were going to rely on, quite a bit. Now, he was scheduled to start tonight. He is on this non-disciplinary paid leave through at least the end of the All-Star break. So it's conceivable he could be back quickly, or it's conceivable, of course, this could be a suspension-type situation. Certainly not a good thing for the Guardians. Their strength is their starting pitching. It's kind of taken a step forward in the last 2 months or so. It's young, but it's been good. Offense has been their problem. And if he is lost, Ortiz, for any length of time, it's certainly going to be difficult for them even to compete for a wild card spot.
And that's the reality. Listen, I've basically already sort of wrote this team off as being sellers at this point, because they've just been god-awful. But you are four games below 500, and you are at this point still in the mix for a wild card spot if you can somehow, some way figure things out. Now, you have a ton of issues. Like, it feels like every night that you get a good outing from your starting pitching, the offense doesn't show up. And in the few times where we've gotten bad outings from starting pitching in the last couple of weeks, that's where, you know, the offense is like, oh, we can score four runs tonight. That's perfectly fine. We can do that. Like, yeah, you're already into that mix. Throwing Luis Ortiz out of it, like, when your answer is Joey Cantillo, it's not a great answer. Like, we haven't seen Joey be good consistently yet in his major league career. It's why he was pitching in Columbus. And you're still, I mean, weeks away from Bieber. You're months, or at least now a full month, but probably longer than that, away from even John Means, which is a massive question mark. You haven't gotten to a spot where this is easily fixable. The thing, the Guardians rotation has been great. We talked about it yesterday when I was filling in for Nick on Afternoon Drive. JP was just like, I mean, you've been lucky with the starting rotation just by virtue of health, in virtue of banking on a couple of young guys to actually pan out, in Ortiz and Ciccone. And they have up to this point. They've pitched well. But there was nothing behind that. I mean, you're talking about guys like Tristan McKenzie as potentially like the second or third guy that you're looking towards after Cantillo. It's Cantillo, Nikhazy, and then you're looking to Tristan McKenzie, none of which are good options right now. None of those guys have really proven themselves. And in the shots that they've had recently in Major League Baseball, haven't looked good. So just the one thing that you had going for you, and looking at saying, hey, maybe we are back to actually getting towards, you know, the pitching factory and having this, at least one part of this team back on track, might have just gotten just absolutely torn apart and by one of their own guys is doing. 216-474-0092. Just how far does a ban go in today's game? Will Luis Ortiz get a lifetime ban in your eyes? Is it a little bit too harsh, or you think that's a fair punishment? You'd also get to me on X at Volnick Jake, V-O-L-I-N-E-C, Jake, so we can get to our social media reactions. Powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. A lot of good stuff coming up for you guys tonight. Of course, going to get to the station buzz coming your way at 7:40. We have Spencer Davies of Cleveland Cavaliers on SI. We're going to talk to him coming up at 8 o'clock. Is LeBron back in the mix? Oh boy, what a conversation. Get a grip at 9. We'll bring in Michael Markoch probably somewhere at the start of the 10 o'clock hour for Change Your Mind or React to the Guardians when they're started and then finished, assuming that they get that done. But right now, 216-474-0092. Is a lifetime ban too far if Luis Ortiz is found guilty of gambling on pitches? We'll get to your calls and more coming up here in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick. With you guys until 11 on The Fan. A little bit of a legal little game playing scandal. I mean, I laugh. Like, I have to laugh at this point. Like, nothing can go right for this team. It's absolutely absurd. Like, you just look in at every corner, something wrong is happening. Like, it's just not going the direction that it should. It's driving me nuts. Like, I look at it, and again, if he's proven guilty, because up to this point, he's on a paid administrative leave. It's being investigated by Major League Baseball. But I'll tell you right now, optics don't look great. Everything that I've read on it, it's like, oh, well, you're telling me in multiple different states, several different accounts, placing large sums of money on a ball that he spiked into the dirt prior to the inning. Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that shows some real promise. I mean, could be complete coincidence, but probably a good chance it's not. Like, I feel like when most people make those bets, right? I've made that bet. It's like a ball or a strike in the first pitch of the first, second, third inning, whatever the next inning coming up is. Yeah, when I make that bet, it's like anywhere from a cent to $5. So yeah, throw it at it. Why not? You know, you're down on your luck. You're like, oh, something's got to go right. No way he doesn't throw a strike to start. But the opposite. And it's like, he's got to throw a ball. And then you're like, oh, $5. Yeah, if you're putting like thousands of dollars on somebody to throw a ball, you either have probably way too much money to be tossing around like that, or some insider information to get it done. So the optics don't look great. And at this point, it's like, I think that a lifetime ban would be too harsh, but I would also understand where Major League Baseball is coming from if they do it. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. I don't think that it'd be just absolutely beyond their means to do it. I think, again, maybe a little too harsh, but you also just look at it and go, yeah, well, I mean, if you're very much so trying to keep the integrity of the game, and he very clearly was not upholding the integrity of the game and changing things, then that's reality. That's something that can absolutely happen. And I just think that's the danger of being there, the danger of having something like that actually occur. And it being at this point for the Guardians is just absolutely downright terrible. But I think that it's an overall bigger problem with this team right now. Right? Like, this is adding to the culmination of things that obviously we've been upset about. DeLauder not being called up, the offense just being absolute stank, and you can frame it any way you want. There's 15 different things that I could scream into a microphone about. But at this point, I think that you just need, like, a legitimate change. And it's not getting rid of Luis Ortiz, although that's not happening. But and for the time being, not like actually getting rid of his contract. But, like, right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, I'm just looking around like you need a change. And obviously, the finger that everyone's going to point here is going to be, yeah, call up DeLauder, which I'm fully on board with. Okay. I'm also pounding my fist on the table for DeLauder to be called up. Yes. But so much of it right now, I think it's obviously for an intent to, hey, let's fix this offense because everything that we're doing right now is not working. You have way too many guys batting below the Mendoza line who are playing a legitimate, like a multiple times a week and then platooning and playing those guys and nobody's getting any better. This offense just continues to be bad. You have good spurts from guys in one game or two games and they fall off a cliff and it's never all at once. There's a reason you've lost six straight. But I think the big thing right now is sort of looking at it, and I think the clear and obvious thing here is that it's not even about necessarily it being DeLauder or that it's Kafis or that it's Brito. I think that we're at a point right now with the Guardians where it doesn't really matter which guy you're calling up and that guy's ready or the production that he puts on the field. I think that you're at a point right now that it's so stale, it's so bad, that you're looking at something right now, it is names more than production. It is new faces more than the production that they're actually going to put out. And that's from, I think, a team perspective in the actual organization, and of course, an entertainment perspective for the fans. Because people are losing their patience, and they're angry, as they should be. In both of those fronts, you should be angry, and I think if you're watching the Guardians play, you should probably be losing your patience with this organization. And just saying, okay, well, when are you actually going to show that you want to do something to change the result? Right? I started 2 nights ago when we were on and we were talking on Tuesday. They call up Brian Rocchio, and I'm like, congratulations, guys. Like, you waved the white flag. Because Rocchio can't hit, and that's your guy that you called up, and Brito's sitting right there. You could have made the decision to go get Brito and try to provide a spark, but instead you're going to say, oh, well, Rocchio was hitting well in AAA. Let's go get Rocchio. Yeah, well, he's also been a terrible hitter across Major League Baseball in the season and a couple of months that he's played. So you don't expect that to change. I mean, he's had the time to adjust. You've seen what you get out of Brian Rocchio. But it's a thing of, okay, well, if you would have called up Juan Brito, and let's say Brito wasn't good, right? I don't know that would be true, but even if Brito was bad, I think that injects life, especially from the fan perspective, back into this team. A call-up like DeLauder, regardless of how he plays, injects life and energy into watching this team again. Because right now they are so stale and so boring that it's difficult to stay entertained and actually bought into what this team's doing. Like, I've reached apathy, right? I'm beyond the point of getting mad and screaming into a mic because I can only do that so much. I can only get mad and scream about this team so many times about the same thing before I'm just a broken record that's fighting for no change. But I think that's the difference, is even if sitting here, I don't care how they play necessarily. If you give me just a combination, if you said, all right, well, we're going to send down, or, you know, even if we have the DFA, Nolan Jones or Jonathan Rodriguez, we send down and we send down Brian Rocchio again. And hey, we'll call up Brito and we'll call up DeLauder. All of a sudden, the energy around this team, it just shifts. My intent and excitement to watch a game, it shifts. And I think that lasts beyond, like, even if you stay bad and your hitters aren't good, DeLauder and Brito being in the lineup or any combination of those three guys, really, any combination of that, it gets me excited. If they're bad for another 2 weeks, I'm still sitting here going, well, you know, their struggles and maybe they can figure it out. They're bad right now, but maybe they can figure it out. And I'm going to be watching when they do. I think you're at a point right now where you have to be scared, if you're the Guardians, that people are just going to tune you out. You have to reach a point at some time here that fans are just going to go, I'm not watching this anymore. Right? I know the result that's going to be out there. And if it's something different, if they go out there and win a game 7-2, I'm going to chalk it up to, well, they played a good night of baseball. I'll get ready for the offense to be bad again because I know what they are. I've seen what they are. And I'll expect them to return to that. And unless they continue this stretch of offense and continue the stretch of success, I'm just going to continue to assume that's what I'm getting. And I don't need to tune in to watch that. I don't need to have my eyes on the game. Like, I know that when Ken and Anthony were on this morning, they were talking with Owen, and Owen's like, yeah, I'm not even turning on. Like, we opted to watch something else over the Guardians game the other night. It's like, and listen, Owen's someone who very intently is watching this team and spends his money to watch this team. And it's the same thing here. Like, I spend money to watch this team. I go, I'm excited to watch this team, but it's running out. Like, obviously, I'm going to keep watching them for the sake of the show and to continue to talk about them. But I'm not excited to watch them. I'm done being entertained right now by any sort of just back and forth that we've been watching with the Guardians. I am to the point where I expect, like, when we turn on the game tonight, when it starts up at 8, I'm expecting them to not be able to score runs. Hey, despite you having a young pitcher who hasn't been that great on the mound for Chicago, I'm still expecting this offense to not look good. I'm expecting Joey Cantillo now to get lit up. I can't even count on the starting pitching. You've killed part of the excitement for the season. Now, four games under 500, still halfway into the mix. I think if you do something, you do something soon, for instance, coming back on a homestand, I think you can rejuvenate and revitalize it. But if you don't, you're getting to the point of the All-Star break where fans don't think you're going to be competitive. They're going to opt to watch something else, do something else in their time off during the summer. And that's just something you can't have if you're the Guardians. And I also think it's an organizational thing. It's the actual roster that's up here and playing for the team. Look, if you're just up there with the same guys, watching the same guys struggle day in and day out, at some point you do lose hope. You don't expect something to be different. And a couple of new faces, especially guys who, you know, a former first-round pick, hey, people have been waiting and calling for his name. Yeah, I think there's guys that would be excited about that aspect, too, of, hey, maybe he can just, even a new face, a new voice in the locker room, might just shift things for this team, especially if he comes out and plays well. But you're dying. You are just absolutely bleeding right now, and you need that sort of energy bump. You can't afford to keep going the way that you're going. I mean, we have seen no sign of anything changing. A couple of individual successes throughout individual days, like last night, you get the three solo shots, and it's like, okay, well, that instantly makes a good night for Carlos Santana, Lane Thomas, and David Fry. It's a good night for all three of them. They put a run across the board. That's something that this team hasn't been able to do. Yet you still go out there and lose. And there's a good chance that, you know, when the lineup is out there tonight, you could look at the same three guys and go, well, yeah, probably not going to put out the same level of production. I think there's a righty on the mound, so you're probably not going to see David Fry anyway. But, like, that's part of the problem. You just have a shell in these spurts of, all right, well, they're good tonight, but nobody's putting it together at the same time. Nobody feels the energy. They have been lifeless and pathetic for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, the month of June, for crying out loud. They were the worst offense in baseball, practically. They are right now, by basically every metric that you can measure in baseball, like a bottom five offense. And on a team that has no other just glaring specialties, that's a problem. You just don't have the energy built around this team. You don't have anything to be excited about. I do. I need to see new guys in the lineup, even if they're bad. Stop rotating Brian Rocchio. Stop calling up Jonathan Rodriguez. Send the guys down who I've seen and I've seen not play properly and just be, you know, basically an addition to the mess that's here rather than a solution. I don't need to see those guys keep playing. I need to see something different. And if different is bad, at least it keeps my attention for 2 or 3 weeks. And if DeLauder has to go back and be sent down again, it's not that out of the ordinary. The Columbus Clippers right now are a 10 times more exciting baseball team than the Guardians. I didn't say better, more exciting baseball team than the Guardians. And why is that? Well, because I'm looking at Chase DeLauter on a 15-game hit streak. I'm looking at Chase DeLauter mash the baseball and CJ Kafis mash the baseball. You got to give me something. There's excitement throughout position players in your organization for the first time in years. I mean, when was the last time we were truthfully excited about a position player sitting in AAA? Like, it might have been Francisco Lindor that actually had any sort of excitement attached to him. And obviously, like, Bazana, but I'm talking about guys who actually came up and then played. There's nobody else. Like, this team has not developed hitters. And finally, when it feels like there's a chance that you could, you just act as if there's not. 216-474-0092. Are new names more important than production at this point with the Guardians? Do you just need to see a new face? Because I'm at the point that, yeah, I do. You can also get me on X at Volnick Jake. We'll get to your calls coming up here in about 5 minutes as well, as we always do at 740. The station buzz coming your way right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan. Then ordering food, and I don't get a utensil to eat the food with. That has happened. It's appeared today. I mean, there's just, I'm now left stuck. I mean, we're going to find something. I'm going to find a way to eat this. I mean, you guys will be updated. But that's like top tier. That's top tier disappointment. I don't think that I could be more frustrated in any way. Maybe it has something to do with maybe a little overlove for food, right? Maybe a little bit too much. But like, that's just that top tier bad. You don't love that. You need one of those. You need it. I mean, it helps out the case here. But we'll figure it out. I'll let you guys know. I'm sure at some point I'll have a fork. Don't worry.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Before, though, I finally find something to eat my food with. We're going to get to the most pressing things said by our station's guests today. Let's do it with the station buzz. All right, we were talking Guardians, so let's keep talking Guardians. Rick Manning, Guardians TV, color broadcaster for Guardians TV there alongside Matt Underwood, was on with Baskin and Phelps today. And he commented on the fact of Chase DeLauter still not here. Does he need to be?
Why not?
I agree.
What's it going to hurt? Why is it going to hurt? If he's playing in the minor leagues, he could be playing in the big leagues. I don't see any difference. So get him up here. Let's take a look and see what he is. It's not going to hurt. As long as he can stay in the lineup, I'd say bring him up right now.
Quit making sense.
Why do you think they're waiting?
I can't tell you that. You got to ask them. And they'll have their excuses. But you know what? Get him up here.
Right. So you have this, which is a former player for the organization going through and telling you, you're probably going to want that. That guy's pretty good. There's no reason not to call him up. On top of one of our guests commonly on the show, Cameron Justice of News Channel 5, they did a story about Chase DeLauder where they interview him and he literally says, I'm ready to be in the majors. I'm excited the fans are ready for that too. So if the guy who you're apparently claiming, his body's not responding well to the fact when we're trying to ramp up his play period and get him to like 4 days a week. If his body wasn't responding well, do you really think he'd be like, huh, get me up, I'm ready? I mean, there's a chance, but I wouldn't think that it'd be very high. If he's ready and everybody else is ready for him, and we have former players, analysts, everybody alike saying, no, he should be playing, go get that guy and make sure that he is. I mean, what more do you need to see? I just don't understand it. Again, it goes back to our conversation. You need to give me a new set of life. You need to have a new face in the room just to provide any sort of excitement and any sort of jolt to this team, whether that be Chase DeLauder, Brito, Kafis, or for the love of God, you call up somebody else. I don't even care who it is at this point, although those three would be the ones who actually make the needle move. You got to do something. DeLauder's the logical move, and I don't know how much longer you can explain away not calling him up. All right, we're going to talk Cavs here coming up in about 15 minutes with Spencer Davies and plenty of talk on the station today about it as well. Kurt Heelan of Pro Basketball Talk on with JP and G. Bush today. And, you wrote a story about how the Cavs might not be very interested in the move for LeBron. He spoke today on how it might be his best chance to win a title.
If LeBron wants to win, if he's going to lead the Lakers to contend, you want to get out of the West. Even if he were able to, I don't know, go to Houston or whatever. Like, you still got to get through Oklahoma City. And by the way, Denver had a really good offseason, and they still got Jokic, and they took OKC 7 games. And didn't go on. The West is just deeper right now, where if he moved to the East, even certainly this season, this coming season because of the injuries, and even next season a little bit, the path is just, it's cleaner. And so I think that, so yes, in the end, Cleveland's the place where you go where if winning another ring is what his real biggest priority is, then Cleveland's probably the best place to go.
I mean, I think it's hard to argue it. Like, the West is an absolute mess. You don't want to be in anywhere there. Like, you just want to get out of that. I think if you're a star player right now, it's so overloaded. The teams are incredibly top heavy. And we've said, hey, the East is as open as it's ever been, as it will probably ever be. And you're talking about the team that was number one in the East last year in the regular season. You're talking about a team that was, I mean, right there ready to compete. You have the core. You have the pieces. They're right now the favorites to come out of the East in preseason odds across a lot of markets. I just, yes, like it makes sense that if LeBron wanted to go and essentially ring chase, that he would actually be going back to your hometown in the first place that you played to do it, and the place that you've been in multiple stops already. I think it'd be a no-brainer for LeBron. A absolute no-brainer to just flat out get out of the West, but pretty close to a no-brainer that if you're actually going to leave and legitimately make a run for somewhere else, that Cleveland would probably be the stop that you push for. A lot would have to happen to get that done, but in LeBron's eyes, that's basically all you'd have to do. But it's not just about LeBron. It's about the Cavs and other teams that are looking for him too, which is where Jovan Buha of Buha's Block covering the Lakers comes in. He was on it with Afternoon Drive as well, and he talked about potential suitors for LeBron and whether or not the Cavs actually make sense.
Cleveland and New York would make the most sense. You would be sending him to the opposite conference, so you don't have to worry about potentially facing him in the playoffs or you know, that coming back to haunt you, that you shipped out LeBron. The issue with Cleveland is just that they're second apron team. So they either have to do some sort of salary dump to get under the second apron and then do the trade with the Lakers, or they could expand it to a three-team trade. But it's potentially costing you, depending on the outgoing salary, could even cost you Jared Allen and Darius Garland, which I think is a heavy price to pay for the Cavs. So that's where I think from Cleveland's side, it might not make the most sense.
So this is sort of the interesting part too, right? Like Jovan talks about the idea that, okay, well, if I'm going to get, if LeBron's going to be traded and the Lakers are going to get rid of him, the idea is that you get him out of the West because you don't want to have to face the opportunity of actually going to have to play LeBron again. Something that we're going to talk about later on is like, well, if you're the Cavs and you let him go somewhere else and it does end up being somewhere like the Knicks, we're kind of in a similar scenario of like, if we let LeBron get traded elsewhere, it's going to be in the East. There's a almost guaranteed chance of that happening. And do I really want to see LeBron in the East? Do I want to see him anywhere else? No, I kind of like the path that I have right now. I don't think I do. But yeah, I think those are the two teams that make a lot of sense if you're the Lakers in trying to get him out of the West. And it's a lot of the two teams that probably make a lot of sense if you're actually Cleveland and New York of trying to take advantage of where you stand right now in the conference and trying to push for a title. Those are the two teams who could probably actually make it happen with the addition of somebody like LeBron. You already have the core around him. You're just adding another good piece, even if you have to give up a couple of things to get go out and actually make the trade happen. More on the story with Tom Haberstroh of Yahoo Sports on with Baskin and Phelps. He talked about what LeBron could be for the Cavs.
It's very bizarre that they have basically sat out this offseason. They let Dorian Finney-Smith walk, and then they sit out on all the centers except for DeAndre Ayton, who was just waived by the Blazers. And is that your championship roster right now? Because they don't really have many moves left. And so I think LeBron James might have gotten wind of this, that the Lakers and Rob Pelinka might not have been going all in while he's in his age 40 season, turning 41 in December. And to me, given how horrible the Eastern Conference is right now, and that was the gist of the story, was LeBron should have his eyes on going back East, because how bad the East has gotten since the playoffs started and also how good the West is. I just think that LeBron James, for winning a championship, he's much better off going East. And right now, Cleveland is the best team in the East and also a team that might be hungry to add a player who's second team All-NBA last year and has already won a championship in Cleveland. It might be the missing piece.
I mean, you're talking about a missing piece. Like, listen, there's a chance that right now, like I said, the Cavs are the leading team in the East and a lot of the odds to come out. You might already have a chance to go to the finals next year without LeBron. You get LeBron, you stamp your ticket. Like, it's over. Like, if you bring LeBron back to Cleveland, that is a guarantee. There is no other team in the East that's going to legitimately compete with you and compete with a core of Donovan, Evan Mobley, and LeBron. There might not be a team in the West that competes with that. Like, the Thunder, you'd have a good final set up in front of you. You might just be the favorite to win the title immediately, even at LeBron being a and going into year 23. There's a lot that goes into it, a lot of implications, obviously, you have to consider of what's about the future, and you're basically giving up everything that you have in Darius Garland, everything that you have in Jared Allen, if you want to use those two pieces moving forward to keep a core together. But, guys, we're in an Eastern Conference right now, or an NBA, excuse me, where the CBA has basically killed the idea that you can be a competitive team for 5 years anyway. You constantly have to dance around the cap and make moves and get players on the cheap that all work out in order for you to stay at the top. Or you have to be absolutely terrible and acquire 19 million draft picks like the Oklahoma City Thunder did. I mean, if you're going to go for it, your window's closing as it is. Like, you don't have the money to continue to keep this roster as competitive. You don't even have the money to keep it as competitive as it was last year. You had to make decisions between Sam Merrill and Ty Jerome. I'm not saying that's a earth-shattering moves, but you're already having to make roster decisions based on money. If you're going to shoot the gap, you can shoot the gap. I think that Tom's right. Like, a missing piece is how you could easily describe LeBron. I mean, you want mental toughness, playoff experience, playoff success, a guy who's a playoff riser. You've gotten everything and potentially the best player in the world to ever touch the game of basketball. And by the way, still a top 10 player last year in the NBA, and probably minimum this year. I don't know if I see a drop off for LeBron coming. I would assume like top 15. Yeah, that'd be enough to get you over the hump, I think. All right. Aside from the LeBron news, there's still question marks surrounding other pieces on this Cavs team, where Jason Timpf of Hoops Tonight was on with JP and G Bush, and he jumped in and said a proper reason to trade Darius Garland as the speculation continues to swirl.
Darius has not been a very effective offensive player in the postseason in his career. I'd argued injuries have played a role, but that is the reality. So I actually look at it more like the bigger problem has been Darius hasn't been able to be Darius on offense. I can't even get into discussions about whether or not he can get enough stops at the position, because I've seen him be this great offensive player, this like truly impactful dribble drive guy for extended stretches of regular season basketball, and then he just keeps getting banged up. So like, if there was a reason to pivot off the core to move Darius for, let's call it like just a big forward that can help you in a different way, if there was a move there, it would be more because of Darius's health and his inability to reach his offensive ceiling in the postseason than anything to do with their defense.
Jax, you haven't been in since the clips on Mind the Game came out about Darius's defense.
Not a great look. You don't even need to finish it. Not a great look.
It's not a great look. I mean, we've also talked about Darius's defense and like teams picking on him. I mean, he's defended Jason Tatum well. I mean, he's been an absolute turnstile against Jaylen Brown, but he defended Tatum well. I just don't think he's as useless as made out to be. I also think, like, you can pick on Darius and make this a small guard conversation. Sure, go ahead. It's not just because of height. Like, there's just bad defenders in the NBA. You don't think teams that are playing the Lakers are isolating Luka Doncic on defense and attacking him? They absolutely are. You don't think teams that play the Knicks are isolating Karl-Anthony Towns, who's at damn near 7 foot, and attacking him? No, they are, because Kat's a terrible defender. I think it's more of just, it might just not be that great at defense, and part of that might be due to size, but it's not just because, oh, you're small, you can't play defense. I think it's more trying to hide Darius, which I think the Cavs have done an atrocious job at doing. They switch onto everything, and they're like, oh, they want Darius on the switch? Yeah, give it to him. No. How about we just refuse to switch? Force him to drive the lane. If he wants to try to get the advantage, hi, Evan Mobley's in your face. Congratulations. Go make an extra pass. Make somebody else do it. They just, sure, you want Tatum on Darius? Jaylen Brown on Darius? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Have fun. Yeah, Darius will hold his own. No, we won't. He's a bad defender. All right. That'll do it for this edition of the Station Buzz. When we come on back here in about 5 minutes, Spencer Davies, Cleveland Cavaliers on SI. Going to join us, maybe talk a little bit on Darius in the defense, whether or not it is a size problem, and the potential LeBron is actually back in Cleveland. Coming your way at 8 right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.